This is Megan.
Hey, Megan, this is Christine again.
Hey.
Hey, she asked if that equipment financing, where do the funds go? Does that go straight to the people, or does that go to her to pay them?
Yeah, we directly pay the vendor. So
you directly pay the vendor. Okay, because
yeah.
She was saying that she only needs, right now, she needs the working capital to construct. And after the construction is done, then she'll pay for the chairs later on, because the urgency is in the money to construct. So I don't know if, I don't know how we would try to do that.
Let's see. Let me think about that. She would, yeah. When would she need the chairs by? Probably towards the end of the construction, like July?
Towards the end of the construction. Yeah, let's see. We had 3 months since April, May, June. Yep, towards the end of July.
Okay. Let me put you on hold real quick and check with one of my bosses here to find out what we could do about that. Hold on a second.
Okay. Yep. We sat down, huh? I'm sorry, I'm on hold. $16. Thank you. Yes, you can just give it to her. Hello. Go ahead and sign your name. Lippa. Oh, okay. And then you can go back to the, Hi. Yes. How are you? Good. That was nice of him. Huh? She's sick. I'm on hold right now. How was your day? Good. Your what? Ear infection? No. Yes, it was intestine.
Okay, Christine?
Yes.
Hey, okay, so we're just trying to get everything wrapped up with the equipment, because the thing is that with the vendor, they're going to need to be paid, and then they're going to need to, before they ship, and then they're going to need to ship from California to where you're at. So it takes, some process. So we're not talking about dispersing funds or anything, but we can, get everything wrapped up and in place so that the vendor's ready to be paid. And then right after that, we can start getting the working capital going. And then you have both of those in place.
Okay. So how does the monthly payments and the interest work for that if the funds are not distributed yet? Because I think her thing was she didn't want to be paying on something that she didn't need right now.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense. I think that, let me check really fast. I don't want to tell you wrong.
Okay. Yeah, you're fine.
Bye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She's been back, Billy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
So what we would need is we would need the first and the last month's payment at the time that we order it, just because we're going to be pre-funding the vendor, right? We send them $30,000. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you won't have to pay any payments until after the chairs and everything is delivered. And then it won't actually be until after that, because it'll be like 30 days after, because you've already paid the first payment, right?
Yeah, so you said the first and last month's payment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we don't require a down payment, but we do require the first and last, just to, you know.
Okay.
And then you only have 34 payments due when you do start paying payments in a 36-month loan.
We're going to cut the check for you. Okay. Okay, so let's say the thing gets approved tomorrow, or the funds get... Everything gets approved Monday. She would have to pay on Monday for the first and last month, or when would it be due? That's what I'm asking.
I think that would be when we order it, which would be like when it's pre-funded, which could be as soon as Monday. Let me check on that, though. I just really don't want to tell you wrong. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
All right, yep. Here you go.
Give this to Maba. Give this to Maba. No. Nice. You have no name. What's your name? No name?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a name? No. Can you turn it off?
So we would just cash that check of the first and last whenever you would want your vendor to be paid and to start the process, right? I haven't talked to the vendor yet. I don't know if it takes a certain amount of weeks, you know, 4 or 6 weeks to ship, if they have to order the chairs from like China, and you know, or what their process is. But whenever you would want that process to start, that's when we would deposit that first and last payment.
Okay, so when you want the process to start, okay, so it's not due until we want the chairs to be shipped.
Right. Unless your vendor kind of, like, if you want it to be shipped and delivered, you know, on July 1st, let's say, whatever.
Yep. Yep.
If your vendor requires it 6 weeks before that, then we would deposit, you know, that check 6 weeks before
okay,
that.
Okay, I think
right?
I'm understanding. Yeah, so you would contact them and ask how long they're shipping, or how long do they need to be paid before they ship, and then that would be when her first check would be due for the first and last.
for the first and last, yeah. And then okay. after that, you won't be having to pay any payments until after it's delivered.
About a month later, right?
Well,
until after it delivers and then...
After it's delivered and then a month later from then.
Because the first month is already paid.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was going to be my next phone call. I know, I'm so sorry. It's, like, really confusing. But that was going to be my next phone call to talk to the vendor and kind of figure out, you know, if it's in stock, it's something they stock, or if it's something that they need to order, and when do they need to be, you know, pre-funded for that.
Yep. Okay, I understand. So what I need to ask, my mother is, I need to tell her everything about that. And okay, so explain to me, if she did the 31, the 3,000 would get refunded back to her.
Right.
Right. Because she's financing with you. Okay.
Yep.
I think that's what she wanted. But okay, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I'll talk to her about this, and can I give you a call back tomorrow, or we can email, which would be better for you.
You can email me whenever, you know, she decides, or whenever you talk to her about it.
Okay, yeah.
Or give me a call, whichever way works easier for you. You're Eastern time, right?
Yes, Eastern.
Okay, so I'm a Pacific, so I'll be here at 9 o'clock or 9:30 for you. So you can give me a call anytime after that if you need.
Okay, awesome.
All right, thank you.
Sounds good. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.